The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to your game day edition of Cowboys Roundup. Brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom over on Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Thursday, November 25th, 2021, Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We hope your day is filled with food, family, and a fantastic win over the Los Angeles Raiders. I tell you, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, not just because all of the wonderful food that we are blessed to have and being around family that you may not see very often, but also for me, I just love the fact that the Cowboys are guaranteed to be on my television set on this day. You can always count it no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter where you live. I particularly happen to live in the West Coast, so not all the games are on TV. And, you know, for some of us, you know, fans a little older, we didn't always have the accessibility to watch each game each week. So sometimes we just had to do without watching a game. And that just sounds terrible right now. Something you younger fans we'll never have to go through. But nonetheless, Thanksgiving, you were always guaranteed to watch the Cowboys play. As a kid, you know, being drug around to, you know, your family's Thanksgiving, whether it's at your grandma's house on your mom's side or your dad's side, you know, and it's great to be with cousins and everything, but I was always concerned about, am I going to be able to watch the game? You know, do I have to fight my grandma, you know, who wants to watch the parade? So, I mean, it was always a big deal for me to be able to sit down and watch the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. And as an adult, it's kind of great because now I have control over where I'm at, and I can always ensure that that I will be in front of a television set watching the game. And my family, they have grown accustomed to understanding that. So nonetheless, it's a wonderful time to be able to enjoy this day with the Cowboys game for our viewing pleasure. And speaking of a Cowboys game, this week we will be squaring off against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are a good football team. They started off the season 3-0. They got off to a 5-2 start, but have since lost 3 games in a row. They are a good team on both sides of the ball. They are top 10 in yards gained, and they are top 15 in yards allowed. So they're just kind of, you know, middle-of-the-road type of team. 5-5 is their record. Their calling card has been their passing attack. They have the third most passing yards in the NFL. The rushing, not so much. They are bottom 5 as they only average 3.7 yards per contest. Derek Carr is having a good year. He's averaging over 300 yards a game. His first 3 games of the year, he had over 380 yards in each of them. He's actually averaging more passing yards per throw per game in overall than Dak Prescott, and that's something I wouldn't really have thought to be true, but it is. Carr's biggest receiving weapon is tight end Darren Waller, who leads the team with 610 receiving yards. It's strange, the Cowboys actually are squaring off. They have three straight games against three of the four top receiving tight ends in the league, and that being Kyle Pitts, Travis Kelce, and now Darren Waller. So it's kind of a weird thing. And the Cowboys did a pretty good job against Kyle Pitts. They did a fantastic job against Pitts and kept Kelce in check. Nothing great. The Raiders don't have like any big time receivers, but they're pretty capable, I guess is the word. They have a Hunter Renfro and Bryan Edwards. So, I mean, they get it done through the air. So that's, I wouldn't think that the Raiders would be a good passing team with the receiving weapons that they have, but they are a threat, and it's something that will definitely challenge the Cowboys' secondary. Defensively, you know, they're similar to their offense in the sense that, you know, they are good at the passing game. They're good at stopping the pass. So that will be something that will be a challenge for the Cowboys because they had struggles last week with getting their passing game going or getting any type of their offense going, but in particular, just getting their receivers the ball. So that, again, that will be another challenge for the Cowboys this week. The Raiders offense they're not good at running the ball, and they are also not good at stopping the run. The Raiders have given up 1,321 yards on the ground. That is fourth worst in the NFL. The Raiders have some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. They have linebacker Denzel Perriman, who is making a Pro Bowl push as he already has 114 tackles on the season. They also have a couple really good edge rushers in Unique Ngakoue, who has 7 sacks on the year, and Max Crosby on the other side, who has 5 sacks. Both of those guys are expected to be problems for the Cowboys as they come after Dak Prescott. So it's actually nice to finally get both of their veteran tackles back for the first game since week one, as both Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins are expected to start on the outside. Speaking of which, Tyron Smith was a full go at practice and should be ready to go for today's game. As I mentioned a second ago, this game will mark the first time since week one that both Tyron and LC have started together. Head coach Mike McCarthy talked to the media on Wednesday, and he was asked about the benefits of having both of his starters together. Let's listen in on what he had to say.
I mean, obviously, this consecutive starts, as we talked a number of times in the past, is really, really, you know, beneficial to a football team, let alone your offense. So, yeah, we just want to get some continuity going. But the reality of it is, we're on a short week from a Sunday that didn't go the way we would have hoped, and we're more excited about just getting out there and playing, competing, and winning. So, that's the focus. But yes, definitely, I think any time you can get back to, you know, because when I look at starters, I mean, it's never just the first 11. It's always, you know, 14, 15 guys on the side of a ball. But, you know, definitely in this case, to get some continuity on the offensive line is definitely going to be important moving forward because we've had a lot of change.
In other injury news, wide receiver C.D. Lamb practiced on Wednesday. He is expected to go through the last component of his concussion protocol. So far, he hasn't missed a step. Mike McCarthy said that if he keeps progressing, he will be available for them today. He is currently listed as questionable, so we'll keep our fingers crossed with that. Speaking of receivers, McCarthy was asked about whether the Raiders had the players in the secondary to copy what the Broncos and Chiefs did defensively and what the Cowboys receivers needed to do in order to make sure they will have different results this time around. Check it.
Yeah, I don't think it's much about the players. It's just more the, you know, the commitment to it. So, they're going to play man-to-man. I mean, it's, you know, that's one of their top calls. So, that's not going to change. And, you know, how much of it is why you go out and compete. So, yeah, I mean, it's we understand it. Teams have challenged our perimeter, and it's definitely a focus for us going into this game.
In other player news, DeMarcus Lawrence practiced yesterday. He is not expected to play today against the Raiders, but the Cowboys are optimistic that he will make his return next week against the Saints. In some disappointing news, safety Donovan Wilson was placed on injured reserve, so he is officially out for the next 3 games. That's it for our updates today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day, we got something new for you. Later today, we'll have a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle, where they will preview today's game against the Raiders. But that's all for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving and the best one ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.